Hey guys, it's me. Today I want to talk about the two major releases that happened during the weekend, last week Friday till now, from Kanye West and Selena Gomez. Well, Kanye West just released like a major gospel album and he is currently breaking all the records that he thought could never be broke, but now they've been breaking because it's a gospel album and we heard he was cancelled. And Selena Gomez, after a long history, she hasn't released a proper single since 2015. Her first proper single was Good To You, Say My Love, I think so, something like that. Well, now she is back. After a bunch of droplets and buzz singles and collaboration, she's officially back with two singles. The first one is a ballad, Lose You To Love Me. And the second one is Look At Her Now. Lose You To Love Me. From the lyrics of the song, I think she's trying to let go of an ex. And I think we all happen to know who that ex is. Justin Bieber. Well, I think she needs to lose him because he's obviously happily married. She has no choice but to lose him. I love Sel and I think she's so dope. And this whole song is just so beautiful. And she released Look At Her Now to try and tell the fans that, okay, maybe I was crying, but I'm no longer crying. So y'all can I let go, y'all can also let go. As I said, she had to let go. He's married, of course. But the song is so dope and I think a lot of people like the song. From the numbers she has been pulling, Selena hasn't pulled this kind of great numbers like in like 2 years, and I'm just so happy that she has come back with full force from a broken heart and start topping the charts. And it is so exciting to watch all this unfold. She debuted in the top 20 of the Billboard for 2 days worth of tracking on that first lady shit. And our second person is Kanye West. Kanye West just dropped It's Just a Skink album after the long ass delay and the line and blah 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 blah. Oh god, you're dropping Just a Skink album and you don't drop it in the due date. Oh god. Well, it's a 95% gospel album and it's currently topping the chart. Everywhere you go, he has made a whole ass Kanye wall down there. You can't just pass through and go in without him. It's even hard. Even Selena Gomez is struggling to breathe in there. But it is so dope. 11 tracks worth of songs. They are also annoying. It has received different perception from the public. We have some people bashing him. Don't we? Can't be a Kanye album release without people bashing him, right? But we have some people bashing him and we have some people praising him, talking about, oh my god, I can finally play Kanye's song with my kids. Well, there they are. It's so nice. They are thinking about going on Just Skink tour.
They've been going on tour since,
so I don't know. Well, they're thinking about going on tour for Just Skink. He said it started. Well, it's predicted to debut number one on Billboard 200. And I listened to the whole album. It is so dope. I like Stella the most. Like, hallelujah. And I like Follow God. I just feel like I can twerk to it. Like, twerking without, like, oh my God, I'm not disobeying God. I'm twerking to a God song. He gave me the answer. I might as well twerk it to a gospel song, you know? You understand what I'm saying? So, it's nice. And I like Use This Gospel. Oh my God, Pusha T. Pusha T didn't rap about cocaine in a whole ass song. I gotta give it to Kanye. And when I say that nigga is breaking records, he is breaking all them records. And I love him. And speaking of the West, I heard Kim is gonna be in a movie. Oh my god. I love him so much. I watch Temptation because of her. You can bet if it's true, I'm gonna flip. Well, this is just what I have for you for today. Maybe as the whole, I don't really know what's going on. I'm just like, I love entertainment so much. So I just like, okay, I want to talk about it. I want like two or three people to hear what I'm saying, my opinions. I'm tired of talking to my sister alone. So let me move up and go to a podcast. So here I'm. Alright, I gotta go. You guys should do well to stream Selena Gomez and Kanye West. Poo poo poo. Goodbye, it's Bernice, baby. Bye.